leading the news this morning. Tony Abbott is expected to announce his new ministry today. The Prime Minister-elect needs to replace Sophie Mirabella, who has ruled herself out of contention while she battles to retain her seat. Julie Bishop is likely to be the only woman in the Abbott cabinet. Six men have now been charged in connection with an alleged match-fixing ring in Victoria. A 45-year-old man faces court in Melbourne this morning. The other five will appear in court on Friday. They're among 10 members of Victorian soccer club Southern Stars who were arrested over the weekend. The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse begins its first public hearings in Sydney today. The Scouts will be among five institutions in the spotlight this week. The hearings are expected to continue for at least 3 years. A Syrian government minister says a deal between the US and Russia to confiscate the country's chemical weapons is a victory that averts war. Syria has a week to provide the full details of its chemical stockpile, and the weapons will be eliminated by the middle of next year. And a wave of bomb attacks across Iraq has killed at least 48 people. The deadliest attack was in the city of Hilla, south of Baghdad, where two car bombs at a market killed at least 15 civilians. Another bomb targeted a convoy carrying a senior Sunni lawmaker who escaped unharmed.